Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and the IBEW Local 5, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining me today from District Sentinel, we've got Sam Knight, Sam Sachs. Guys, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Good to be on.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. it is amazing. You know, we are so worried about S-House and S-Hole, but we're not paying attention to a whole myriad of other things that are going on out there. DACA, budget, shutdown. What are we doing to stop the Russians from meddling with our 2018 elections? What are we doing to stop Facebook and Twitter earning money while they knowingly lie to the public through advertising? I mean, you know, guys, why are we even worried about S-Hole or S-House or what the president says when we've got real important things to worry about, like, thank God North Korea didn't push the button after Hawaii ran the flag up the pole.
Or thank God Trump didn't press the button.
Well, thank God he was out on a golf course.
Yeah. I mean, interestingly, all these issues converge in a hearing today, in an oversight hearing of the Department of Homeland Security, where you have DHS Chief Kirstjen Nielsen.
Hey, wait a second. What did she do before she got appointed head of Homeland Security?
She was the chief of staff, I think, to the prior Homeland Security chief, John Kelly, who's now the chief of staff to Donald Trump.
And what did she do before she was John Kelly's chief of staff?
That's a good question. We are.
Didn't she work for him before?
I'm not sure her background before that. SK1 is Googling that right now. But let me just say that she was asked a bunch of these issues. You know, she's overseeing the immigration policy. She's in those rooms for the DACA negotiations that are underway. She also oversees, you mentioned, securing elections from Russians trying to interfere. She also oversees our election infrastructure. And once you make elections part of critical infrastructure, DHS has a hand in making sure those are secure, which was a big push to do that following last election. She was forced to admit under oath that she is concerned about Russians meddling in future elections, although she said Russians, you know, at large, in addition to other countries as well. But in regard just to the S-House, S-Hole comments, however you want to characterize them, it does provide a glimpse into the motivations of the administration, which obviously wasn't a surprise to most of us who are paying attention that you have an administration that's racist. But two, it gives a glimpse into to the lawmakers and officials who are willing to go out there and lie on behalf of the president. You've had senators like Tom Cotton and David Perdue come out of that meeting and say Trump never said any of that stuff. And then you had the DHS chief today.
Wait a second. Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas, is lying on behalf of the president because he wants to be chief of the CIA.
Well, I mean, that's probably a pretty good motivation. But, I mean, these are people who are lying even while the White House is casually admitting what it said is true to people who would be sympathetic to those sort of language. And even today you had Kirstjen Nielsen attempt to say that she didn't remember the president saying those words, while she also admitted that she heard Lindsey Graham say those words, and then later she admitted that Lindsey Graham was only saying those words repeating what the president said. So you're right, what the words don't matter that much, but they reveal other deeper things that sort of do animate the debate at hand. And Sam?
Yeah, they're also to bring back some of the other issues, Charles, that you raised in terms of DACA and the budget. It is poisoning the well, so to speak, at a really crucial time for this. We have a January 19th government funding deadline. The federal agencies will non-essential employees, quote unquote, will be turned away from work if Congress doesn't pass a government funding bill by the 19th. And
unless you're a member of Congress, then you still get to go to work and get paid.
Right. And DACA, the deadline for that is in March, but we've seen former DHS officials under the Obama administration come out and say that really, if you want to save DACA and prevent all these poor young kids from a bureaucrat, from even more of a bureaucratic nightmare, then you've got to get it done with weeks to go before the deadline. So ultimately, I sympathize with Charles, with what you're saying, that this is the amount of coverage being given to this is a bit ridiculous, but it is really sort of thrown Washington a curveball at a really crucial time when Congress, already incompetent, already callous, heartless, has to get these things done. And by the way, Charles, Kirstjen Nielsen did serve briefly in the George W. Bush administration, or she served a variety of roles. She was a special White House assistant and also served with the Transport Security Administration.
And has done various consulting TSA. Gigs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I see my friend here also has Wikipedia.
Yes, so, yeah, another political appointee to a governmental agency making policy based on, okay.
Yeah.
Not the health and safety of the American public, but on party agenda.
Well, knowing what we know about Trump, at least he didn't appoint some private prison
the head
CEO.
Of
yeah, the head of GEO Group or CoreCivic or one of the private prisons head of DHS. So
right.
I guess
and that was one of the things that Ms. Nielsen said that I kind of had to giggle about, because she was saying, well, I can't deport anybody unless I have the wall. Well, she's not concerned about deporting people. She is much more concerned about spending $125 a day per person in a private prison system to benefit those people writing the checks for $1, $10, or $100 million for their party. That's another story. You know, we had a case of that here in Pennsylvania where we had a judge who was sending juveniles to juvenile prisons because he was getting a kickback.
Yeah, I remember that. That was last decade. That was featured in Michael Moore's capitalism movie, I think.
So
I think I actually sat next to a New York Times reporter once in D.C. who helped break that story, Ian Urbina. Sorry, I'm showing off.
It's okay. Your Rolodex is bigger than mine, but that's another story. So, hey, so guys, I mean, these are the kinds of things that we should be talking about. Who cares if it's S-hole or S-house or whatever? That's kabuki. That's just drama. It's trying to get you to look at the bright, shiny ball. We already know what President Trump is all about. We already know what the people that are supporting President Trump are all about. Did you pick up the phone and call your senator and tell him to get working on DACA? That's a quote.
I certainly agree with you there that it is really zero surprise on this end when we heard those comments were reported to President Trump. But another piece of news, more to your point, President Trump and Republicans sure do seem to be determined to make this country more like an asshole. And there was a Pew report that came out today that showed that 3.2 million Americans, fewer Americans, have insurance, health insurance, under Trump's first year. So just 2017 alone, we've seen 3.2 million Americans lose their insurance. And we all remember the statistics from the debates when they were bringing up the Obamacare repeal. One of those was that there was a study done in Massachusetts after RomneyCare passed, which was obviously the state-level version of Obamacare, and it found that for every 830 adults who gained insurance, there was one fewer death in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Now, if we take that statistic and apply it to what just happened in the U.S., that means about 4,000 people more will die out of that 3.2 million people who lost their insurance because of Republican policy. That is appalling. That's a 9/11.
Agreed. And on that note, guys, we got to get going. We appreciate you being with us today very much. We look forward to talking again here very soon. And that was Sam Knight, Sam Sachs of the District Sentinel. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.